Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to the new revamped Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. That's right. We're sleek. We're streamlined. We're different. Not the same. We're built for a new era, a new age. Here's the deal. You love this pod. You want to listen to it in its entirety all at once. Patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. You get this pod all at once, all together, drops in your inbox on Monday mornings. You also get the return of the OG pod. That's right. It's me. It's Tom. It's Trey. It's Zach. It's Waz. It's even Jade. We're all on that shit. The shit that you first fell in love with. If you're an OG, you remember True Hoop. You remember all the things we used to do and how fun that was on the Spreecast and the live streams and all that stuff. Guess what? We brought it all back. And we could talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. So again, be a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. You'll get this all at once. You'll get the OG pod. You'll get the live watch-alongs, which, by the way, today, as it drops on Monday, October 31st, Halloween, me, Zach Harper, Anthony Mays, we're doing a live watch-along of Jason X for Halloween. Tap in. We're going to relive that pod. We're going to crack some jokes. It's going to be a ball. You get this and so much more for being a Patreon. So don't waste any time. Patreon.com/countthedings. Great episode for you. Let's get it started. All right. So moving on to fighting against racism, to me being racist in that, man. I just don't like Atlanta, man. Just end the show already.
Nigga anti-black.
super. If this is what it means to be black, I'm super anti-black, bro. Yeah, clip it. They go clip it. It says, "Yeah, I knew it. I told y'all he from Sudan. He from Africa. He don't believe he black." They go say all that shit. But if this is what it means to be black, I won't be black.
Yo, hey. You didn't think it was a good episode?
Jerv.
Let Jerv go off.
Not as far as the realm of Atlanta, because again. What the fuck? I just want to know about Paperboy, right? Like, I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. But I will say, watching this episode, and although the entire time I wanted to know what was going on with the people that I started watching the show, I was, you know, I found it funny. Not like on some ha-ha-ha, I'm dying laughing, like, oh my God, I'm to tears. But there was plenty of moments where I just was like, shit. You know what I mean? And gave one of those type laughs. Like, oh, all right, I see what he's doing or whatever. But, you know, it's still weird. You know what I mean? I would like this. Just separate from everything. But this was a good episode. I mean, if you ain't like this episode, honest to God, bro, hating on the show at this point.
Dude, that's crazy. My nigga, please.
I'm telling you right now, Jerv. This episode is like niggas got high and fucking said, you know what was the blackest movie ever? Oh, the Goofy movie. No, think about it like this, that, or I did that. And it's like, yo, let's do a whole episode on this. This is exactly like, by the way, this goes back to my original shit when Atlanta first came out. It's a good show. It's a very well done show. And I fully recognize that Donald Glover, it's amazing that he was able to make this show, get this show get made. But in terms of like some mind-blowing, it's not. It's some shit. So what I mean by that is this. Y'all remember when I told you that Teen Wolf was a racist movie and that the wolf was all like an analogy to being black or how white people see it? Oh, he's good with women and he's great at basketball and he's breakdancing in the hallways and he dapping people up. He's cool now. But then like it turns out like, oh, yeah, he's kind of a dick and he's an asshole. And eventually he wins the girl of his dreams and or the girl who's been there all along and he wins a championship as a white boy. I told y'all that whole shit. Like, again, I stand by it. I guarantee it, right? In the same way that, like, someone could have sat down and said to me, a Goofy movie, Goofy's actually a black character and a Goofy movie, da-da-da, like, is the blackest movie ever made. Us sitting around, us doing a podcast, us fucking smoking, having some drinks, absolutely wonderful, whatever. But to make a 30-minute goddamn episode on it, like, y'all didn't think this shit just dragged on and on and on. I laughed at the beginning when they said he used to get his ass beat, because I remember Trey talking about the kids with the dragons on their shirt. Like, right? But other than that, like, after, like, that first commercial break, I'm like, oh, we still doing this, huh? And then at the end, I was like, come on, what are we doing, man? Like,
yo, at the end, he had Goofy's feet.
Goofy shoes.
Yeah. Shoes and shit. That shit make you laugh. Oh,
hey, I was done.
I know. Here's the thing, dog. Jerv, I get it, bro. I understand where Beans coming from. This shit don't make sense. It don't line up with whatever the storyline. But there is no storyline this season. It hasn't been a storyline in the past two seasons.
I didn't even.
I think they've been just giving people a chance to just write and just get they shit off, get writer's credits on this?
All right, so a couple things. One, I didn't even talk about how it didn't fit with the storyline this time. I'm saying this, even as a standalone episode, was boring as fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was an idea that is like a 5 or 7 minute idea, and they stretched it across 30 minutes. And that's boring as fuck. But also, if we're going to talk about storylines and giving people opportunities, right? How about this? You're Donald fucking Glover. Make a new show, nigga. Make a new show. I know I'm making it sound easy, but fuck you, man. Like, you telling us this, that, and the other. Now make a new show then.
I mean, he's supposed to be doing some shit with Lenny Kravitz and Thompson, Spike Lee, so I have no idea what that's going on.
Kenan Thompson, non-funny ass, still got his show.
Oh, man.
I mean,
Kenan and I are catching straight bullets.
Hey, cut his crazy. But the thing thing, right? I do understand where Bean's coming from. This could have been a 5 to 7 minute skit, and then they could have cut him back into the show. But it was a 30-minute skit, right? I thought it was shot very well as a fake-ass documentary, because if you just seen the screenshots on Twitter, you would have thought that shit was real as fuck, right? So I commend how they shot it. Shouts to Hero and all them and everybody involved. But then it was, like Jerv said, it was laughable moments. Like, you know what I mean? Because they tried to play some little seriousness up to it.
Like that nigga stood on the table.
With the picture? With the picture? Yeah.
Come on, my nigga.
I thought it was funny, man. I thought it was really good as far as like that. I didn't think I wasted 30 minutes of my time. But I also could do without it if I didn't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm probably not going to go back and watch it as like a quote unquote classic episode, or I'm not going to get free advertising and saying, hey, did you see the latest episode? No, I think that, you know, we're giving a recap because that's the show we're covering right now. But like, mainly, like, it was funny. I laughed. And I thought it was like clever to just create this story about it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give that credit to their writing.
Let me ask you a question. This is a real question. Given that, I guess this is episode 8, so we got 2 episodes left, probably. I know some seasons have gone 7 or 12 or whatever, but we're rounding up here. We're almost at the end of this season. Do you think they're doing this also beyond giving people opportunities and exploring shit, whatever, because they don't have a story? Because they don't know how to end the story. They don't know how to, like, they took the characters to a place where, like, well, fuck, what do we do now? Because the basis of these characters was hungry, broke, trying to make it, getting fucked over by the world. And somehow in the last 2 seasons, they've taken it to a place where successful, money ain't a problem, right? But they don't know where to go with it now. Is that possible?
I mean, probably. Because, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, Paperboy is already, he's got so much money. He's been out long enough that the only thing he could potentially be worried about is what they mentioned a couple episodes ago, is that he fell off and he's irrelevant now.
Yeah, and that's how long he's been out, though. Like, in the show timeline, he's so advanced. They're talking about kids not knowing who he is. Like, he's, you know, like, he's,
yeah, we've sped past this. And I don't think that, I think the frustration part about it, because they give us no timeline. They don't throw a year out there. They don't really give us like how far along has he's gone. Because again, this nigga done won awards. They got hella money. They've been overly successful. The nigga almost got greatest hits. He's respected by most of the rappers. He's in Atlanta. You know what I mean? You know, like, obviously the Soulja Boy video, it was like 15 years ago. So, you know, time has passed. His daughter is of age. You know what I mean? So, like, kind of viewing all that stuff as is and shit like that. Because I remember when his daughter was super young. So, like, she has to be like, if she's 6 now, 6 years has probably passed. And we accept that or whatever. But, like, again, I'm not even thinking that deep, and I don't even want to give this show that much credit for aligning with time, like a power or something like that, just because it's just all over the place.
Yo, what if, I mean, what you saying that maybe they just don't know what the fuck to do? What if the last episode, he just, like, whomever just wakes up and it was all a dream?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
You're on mute.
You're on mute.
I mean, that's all that's left in the, you know, list of hacky shit to do that they haven't done yet. Like, was anything left on the list? Yeah, let's make it all a dream sequence. I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'm not artsy enough.
Isn't it what Lost did or whatever? I never watched that show. Oh, God.
I never watched a second of it, but, like, people were very upset about Lost because, like, it ended in a way that people did not enjoy. It didn't give any kind of clarity or whatever. Sopranos, same way. People didn't like the way that ended. Seinfeld, people don't like the way that ended. But the difference is, at least like from the standpoint of Seinfeld and the Sopranos, I never watched Lost, but from Seinfeld and Sopranos, they like the season was all right. It's just like, that's it. The end of the season, we're like, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I loved both endings, but I get what
you love. You love the Sopranos ending,
yeah, man. Art, man, it's art.
But that art shit.
I never finished it, so I don't know.
I get it. I get your frustration. I'm not saying, oh, you just stupid, or you don't get it, or whatever. I get it. I get the frustration. But think about that last season, Jerv. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, last season was dope. I think that it gets a bad rap because of the last episode, but it's actually a dope season.
Exactly. Like, this isn't no Game of Thrones shit where it was just trash and we're like, just end this shit. Game of Thrones niggas was upset, bro.
For real, the last season was, I know it ended as, but of the Game last of Thrones? Season was ass. I felt like,
bro, the
was,
last like felt- the last two seasons were ass. Remember? Like, it used to take half a season for them to get from like the wall down to King's Landing, and now niggas is going there like on fucking
my nigga teleporting in like 10 minutes.
That and what was the other shit? Oh, the Starbucks coffee cup on the table, and like the niggas, like, they stopped giving a fuck very clearly.
Mm-hmm. That shit was real. Hold up, that shit was real. Like, that shit.
Oh,
was,
I like, saw that shit. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Why the niggas got a Starbucks cup on there? Yes, that was real. The one I didn't see that I had to see like later on was there's a Dasani water bottle in another scene, like later on that season. But it's just like Game of Thrones, universally, motherfuckers hated that whole season. At least that whole season, if not more. But Seinfeld, it was bangers. Sopranos, it was bangers. And then you may or may not have liked the ending. To me, like, Atlanta, I'm not saying it's Game of Thrones trash, but, like, I have no... It ain't no like, oh my God, that, what a letdown. Whatever the last episode is going to be, I'm not going to be let down because this is what they've presented to me. This is what they've made it.
Now, I'm looking forward to this ending.
You think you've got like, oh, they're going to have a...
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to this ending. Like,
oh,
the show.
Yeah, get this shit out of here. Yeah, get this shit out of here.
I don't care anymore. I just don't care.
They did it. They did it. They made us not care, Drew. That's my thing. They made us not care. Whatever you want to say.
We used to love that show.
I know, man. even though, again, I stand by my assertion, I could have made that show. I mean, I could not, maybe I couldn't get it made. I couldn't get it made, but I could definitely come up with ideas and storylines and characters like that. Not, and that's not saying this show's trash. I'm just saying it's not as like, oh my God, how do they think of that, as people make it out to be. But you know, that's just me. I'm a hater, I guess. You know, in the grand scheme of things, I'd rather you be a super fan for that dude than for Pastor Red Hat. Because as look at me, I'm special as what's his name, Donald Glover thinks he is. Like, at the end of the day, I think he's a decent person. He's just probably just an arrogant prick or whatever. But like, he's a decent human being. And I, you know how I feel about Pastor Red Hat. And you know, we don't discuss that shit here. I like how people like saying, stop talking about him. Yeah, motherfuckers. We did that shit what, 4 years ago? Four or five years ago? When was it? 2017. Five years. We fucking put the fucking hit out on this nigga. 5 years. Catch up, niggas. Fucking bums. All right. This is me talking to all the other podcasts, by the way. All right, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Reminder, if you wanted to listen to this entire 1 hour, whatever, however long it is, podcast, all at once, you didn't want to wait day by day for bits to come out, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a member. Go ahead, get access to this pod all at once. Go ahead, get access to the OG pod. Me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom, Jade. We're all back together. And we're potting, and that's episode 1 was like we never
left. And we'll start bringing guests too, so we'll bring start guests, tapping we'll bring OGs.
People, yeah, like blasts from the past and shit.
Like Jerv.
Jerv
can have his ESPN archives tell. He could tell his stories.
Oh shit, man! All the Red Notice fucking stories, the classified stories about to be declassified. So make sure you're up Patreon. And also, again, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 31st, watch along. We have a watch along for the movie. Jason X, me, Zach, and Maze. We're going to do that. So definitely join us. If you listen to this because you listen to it late or just got to you late, don't worry. We do these regularly, these watch alongs. As a Patreon member, you get access to that. So make sure you are tapped in. All right, for Jer, for Trey, I'm Amin, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.